It's going to be a root beer float in the end. So we start with that, right? Well, it is coming up here and opening God's word is a privilege, but in the same time, it's a big responsibility. So, and preparing for the story of Noah, you know, recently I've been doing school and I leave things last minute, and that's how I function. But and as you keep thinking, it's like, oh, it needs to be something unique, something that is sticks out. And I was talking even to my brother Stephen yesterday, and the more I was realizing, no, it's we have the same God that was yesterday, today, and forever, and it's good to stick with the character of God, who God is in this story. So as we are going to go through this story, and I need to put the timer, so don't go 45 minutes. Sorry here. But yes, going through the story of Noah, there is so much that we can learn about our God and also about ourselves and what God is asking us to do. If you don't mind, we can ask God's help as we are continuing to open the Word. And Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy and grace shown to us every day. We wake up in the morning and you already gave us rest and a new day ahead of us. And we continue to give you thanks for all you have done and continue to do in our lives. Thank you for our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for all the brothers and sisters that are going through health issues, like Fred mentioned, and they are going to go even through different testing. And we pray for your hand in all our brothers and sisters. We pray for your guidance as we open your word, and may your name be glorified. We pray in Jesus' name. So, the story of Noah. I don't have graphics and I don't have a boat, but we know what the story is all about. And it's about how God... We're going to see three moments, but what before the judgment, and we're going to see during the judgment, and then we're going to see after the judgment. We're going to see the character of God and also knowing more about Noah or reminding about Noah. So, as I mentioned before, it's one thing is for sure, it's always how Satan is trying to deform who God is, the character of God. And as I'm reading more, it's good to really confirm that the same God that was yesterday in Noah's time is the same God that is today. And that we can live, we can enjoy life by knowing who our God is. And so we're going to read about the environment, what is happening. In Genesis chapter 6, we can open our Bibles. And we're going to read from verse 5 to verse 9. Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in a generation. In his generation, Noah walked with God. So, we know God, what happened is God created the whole earth, universe, and then he created man, and everything was good. But sin entered in, and that's when things start falling apart. And sin entered into the world, and that continued from generation to generations. And we remember the story of Cain and Abel. And jealousies happened, and murder happened. And then as the year went by, the population was growing, the sin was growing. And through some reading that I made, there were even angels of the that they denied God, that they were here. So there was a lot of evil happening, and it was a moment that God saw that this generation, these people, were really doing evil. And verse 5 says that the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. See, God sees our hearts. We cannot hide from God. And these people cannot hide from God. He knew their evil thoughts. He knew their hearts. God saw all of that. Well, we have to remember, man is created according to God's image. And Satan always wants to attack God's image. And one way to attack God's image is by attacking man. And Satan is doing that work. But then our sin is doing that work. And the world is doing that work. And when God saw this weakness happening in this man, he was not happy. He was sorry, and he had made on the earth. And if God was sorry about making the man, it means man did something very evil. And that shows that God hates evil. And knowing that, we know that God is just. God cannot tolerate sin, and God cannot tolerate evil. And God was not, he was sorry that I made man. If God said that, it's really, really bad what man was doing. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So what was happening, and you know, we're talking about years ago, and I cannot know how many thousands years ago. We were not there. But God's word is true. And when we see that God was sad, and he had sorrow, things were not tolerable. And in God's eyes, sin is not tolerable. But Noah found grace. And other translation, Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And we read that he was a just man, perfect in generations, and Noah walked with God. It's the first time that we hear the word grace, and it's maybe second or third time that a man walked with God. We have Adam and Eve, and we have Enoch, and we have Noah, but Enoch, he walked with God and God took him. And now we have Noah walk with God. Now, what does it mean, walk with God? It's such a simple verse, but in the same time, how we apply that. But if God saw this generation was going on, and he saw this man that was, he was just man, he knew that God is just and what God wants. So in the same way, we can say that Noah walked with God. He wanted to have relationship with God. But it's even the other way around. It's God that wants relationship with us. And it's something that reminds me that our God is not only a God of, I just bow down, Like I was 10 years old, my uncle was teaching me how to pray to Allah, the Muslim God, and I had to bow down and facing east, and that's a tradition. But God is not asking that. God is asking relationship. And so now I walk with God. And we know for sure that being in God's judgment is not a good thing. We have a verse in Hebrews 10, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the God. And I need to realize and that even the generation that is coming to understand the fear of God. Because as Proverbs says, the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. When evil is starting, that's when man that is not fearful of God is putting God aside or can say God does not exist. Our generation is doing that. We see in the news what's happening around, and there is no fear of God. But we'll see how God chose Noah. He showed grace to him, his family, but in the same time, to us. So God gave to Noah some specific directions how to build this ark. Very specific. And Noah was around 500 years old, and he gave specific dimensions, and I was looking, I didn't write them down, but it was almost like 100 around 100 feet long, but don't take my word in there. But it was a big ark. Lots of detailing on the leveling. But he built it for 100 years. And what stood out about Noah is that verse 22, thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. Noah followed God's word. He followed his directions. And chapter 1, then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. So God is saying to Noah, come bring all your family. And verse 5, and Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. So we can see continually how Noah is obedient to God. And we have some verses in our New Testament that says that Noah became the preacher of the righteousness. He was preaching the righteousness of God. Well, let's think back, and the kids can start thinking. Think that you are building a big ark, a very big ark, and you don't have water. Okay, if you are close to the Lake Michigan, and you see people building an ark, you are going to build a boat, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, they're going to build a boat because the boat is going to go on the water, right? But you build the ark and there is no water? Maybe it was water, but build the ark and that was for 100 years? Don't you think people will be like, hey, Noah, look what you're doing. You are not okay. Something is wrong out there. What are you wasting time? You are just getting all this wood, and you are using all the tools to build the ark, and why so big? And meanwhile, don't you think Noah was talking about the wrath of God, what was going to happen? Don't you think that he was saying to people, repent, don't do what you're doing, the evil. God is not happy with you. Don't you think Noah did that? I believe so. He did that. And people were like, this guy is not okay here. But you know what? Noah was not looking at the flood. He still was at the water coming. He still was building it because he was doing for the Lord. Doing it by following God's word. And he delivered it. He continued doing it without seeing what was going to happen. He followed God's word. So he made the ark, and to, according to all that God commanded. But then there is a moment that the, after 100 years that the ark was built, it is time that the judgment of God is going to start. And this is a very horrible moment for the people that were away from the Lord, for all the humankind, for all the animals. They were going to die. But let's go here to Genesis 7, verse 16. We have to think about the practical side, because meanwhile the ark was built, we have to think about all the animals, because we forget that is Noah and, I mean, we forget, I forget, I did not mention, is Noah and his family, and then we have all the animals two and by two. Now we think how he handled it. He had to be chased. I mean, it's hard to chase after the chicken or a rabbit, right? Come in here, I want to get you in here. I want two of you. What about he got all the animals? I'm sure God gave instruction and how to organize and have all the animals by, or God directed the animals. But think about all that is going in the background. It's mind-blowing. And he's by himself. He's studying by himself. Time is running. But verse 14 says, so those that entered male and female, and he's talking about all the animals and the cattle and all, after all their kinds. So those that entered male and female of all the flesh went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. This word, and the Lord shut him in. God closed the door. Oh, does it say Noah did it? I'm sorry. Does it say Noah? No. Is the Lord shutting the door? God shut the door. That means, Noah, you, your family, and the animals are in my hands. And no one else can enter in. And just imagine about all the people saying, Noah, and the rain is starting. Noah, get us in. Open the door. Open the door. I want to come in. Don't you think the people wanted to enter in? Now they will be thinking, oh, Noah said that. I remember he said that, but I could not believe it. But now I want to enter in. But God shut the door. No one can go in. But in the same time, Noah and his family and the animals that were inside, they were protected by God's hands. That shows when we are in God's hands, we are really in safe. That is for us today. We can be through many troubles. Each of us know where we are, what's happening in our surrounding. But we know that when we are in Christ, no matter what happens around, we are in a good hands. We are in Christ. So we know what happened. All the people died. All the animals died. And then Noah was waiting patiently inside the boat, the ark, with all the family and the animals. 40 days of rain, and there was more days until they waited until the water came down. And in the same time, I need to imagine when they were inside, how they were feeling. The ark was going, I mean, I was with Aldo and my mother and father-in-law and Hannah and Leah to Lake Michigan. And when you see the water, it looks fine. By the moment you go into the boat, and the boat was going like that the whole time, wasn't a good feeling. And just thinking that they were the whole time, minimum of 40 days of storm, in all the thunders, the rain that coming on the roof, and the big waves around. But maybe I should not think that deep, because guess what? They are under God's hand. Maybe they were not gone like that because they were still under God's hand. For us, it's enough to realize they were in God's hand. Then they came out, and it was time for God to talk with Noah. And he made a covenant with Noah, but also with us today. And that covenant is in Genesis chapter 9. Verse 11, and we'll read verse 14 and 15. Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall our flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall be there by a flood to destroy the earth. And verse 14 and 15. It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud. Then I'll remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creatures of all flesh. The waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all the flesh. Verse 16, the rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I'll look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creatures of all flesh that is on earth. So, there are enough children here. Have you guys seen rainbow? So you guys know what the rainbow means, right? What rainbow means? Yes, correct. So when it's raining a lot, do you think is God going to flood the whole earth? The whole earth is going to be flooded? What do you guys think? When it's going to rain a lot. It rained like a week ago, didn't it? Some streets on Milwaukee got really blocked. No, God is not going to flood the earth again. He said it. And you, guess what? We are here today and the earth has not been flooded. See, God keeps his word. God keeps his promises. And that is character. When he says something, he keeps his word. And that's a reminder for me that when I go through different difficult times, I know where to go because I rest in his word, in his promises, God's word. And more of that, we're going to close with John 3, verse 16 to 18. It's about that our generations today is going the same way. What is going making wrong decision, going away from the Lord, denying God, and doing evil in God's eye. And God loves each of us, one and by one. And John 3:16 is a great verse that we all know, but we have to continue reading the 17. Because excuse me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. It's a good reminder. God's grace continues today. God saved Noah and his family, so you and me can see that grace of God continuing in Lord Jesus today. You and me are not going to be judged. Because we know where we trust. We trust in Jesus. Because Jesus died for my sin and your sin. He took my sin on the cross. You know what Noah did after he came out of the ark? He made an altar and he did a burnt offering to God. It was a thankful thing. He was so thankful to God. But a sacrifice, an animal had to be sacrificed. Jesus died on the cross for my sin and your sin. And today what we can do, there are too many things we can do. But for sure we can be thankful for God's plan of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the second is the great commandment that we have to go and make disciples. We have to go tell to others that this today is a day of salvation. And we can do it in all the environment. That means for the children in their school or with their friends. And up to us, adults that we are at workplaces and other environments. And for bringing God's name up and showing that God continued to love the people. But one day judgment is going to come. And there is no more turning back. But we know that God sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but that we can be saved through him. And just thankful to what God continued to do and how good he is. So I'm hoping we can remember, really remember, and that for me was really to reinforce God's character, that he hates evil. His love, he's gracious, he's just. He keeps his promises, and he takes care of us. Okay. So. Okay. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Mandy.